USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, Joe Biden and President Trump will take the stage in Cleveland for the first presidential debate. Former NBC and Fox News host Megyn Kelly on what people will be looking for.
I mean, I think you really have to watch Biden for any cognitive struggles. That's obviously what people wonder about Joe Biden. And with Trump, the biggest challenge is going to be fact-checking him on the spot because, you know, he doesn't have an adult relationship with the truth.
Kelly speaking there on Inside Edition. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is meeting with several Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence escorting Barrett to a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and calling Barrett a woman of great character and intellect. He said he hopes Democrats will agree to a fair and respectful confirmation process, although many Democrats not even agreeing to meet with Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/World Sights Day. That's onesight.org/World Sights Day.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is warning that wildfire burning in Northern California may join the largest fire in state history. Newsom saying the Zog fire could merge with the raging August Complex fire. More than 3.7 million acres have already burned across the state so far this season due to 8,100 fires. More than 60 wineries are in the burn zone. Dario Fatui tells NBC News he lost his entire vineyard.
I put all my love into this, I never thought this would happen, but it has.
Federal prosecutors are releasing more information about the Canadian woman accused of sending a letter with ricin to President Trump. They say 53-year-old Pascal Ferrier had hundreds of rounds of ammunition in her backpack when she was arrested at the Peace Bridge September 20th. Ricin was also found at her home. The letter addressed to the president was intercepted before reaching the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump said on Monday that he has paid millions of dollars in taxes but was entitled to depreciation and tax credits, adding that he was extremely under-leveraged and suggesting that he may release financial statements that would show all of his assets in debt. As far as if the president's tax returns are a big issue with voters, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells ABC's The View.
Well, I don't know how accurate the story is. The New York Times didn't release any of the underlying documents. Apparently, somebody illegally gave them a copy of something, some tax return documents. I don't think it's an issue that frankly impacts a whole lot of Americans. As I talk to people in Texas, the number one issue everyone is worried about is jobs. They want to reopen small businesses. They want to go back to work. I talk to moms and parents who are worried about education, who are worried about the future, who want to see our economy come back, who want us to stay safe, who want to rebuild our military. And so, you know, a stolen or secretly leaked copy of the president's tax returns, I get the New York Times wants to drive this as an attack on Donald Trump, but I don't see a lot of people in Texas who this is front and center for them.
The Tennessee Titans had three players test positive for COVID-19 and five members of the staff. Them and the Minnesota Vikings, who hosted them on Sunday, are suspending in-person club activities starting today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.